Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Hey, good morning. Merry Christmas to you. I've got to confess, this is one of the favorite times of the year for me. I am not a bah humbug sort of guy. I'm the guy that really looks forward to Christmas time. Christmas morning, I'm telling my boys, come on, let's get going. It's time to open the presents. Yes, that's me. I know at my age, I should know better. But one of the things that I've observed, especially over this last few months and even these last few days speaking to people, is the challenges that we're facing because we don't know if there's more rules or regulations or restrictions that are coming in to the fore. And I was sitting as my wife was shopping, I was sitting in the coffee shop, hey, that's what you do. And as I was looking around, people look so miserable. Now, I appreciate the intensity of making sure you get all the lists, all the presents that are on the list, but people just seem so sad. And I wanted to say to everyone, come on, folks, cheer up. It's Christmas. It's joy to the world. And I want to encourage you. Maybe you're feeling down. Maybe you're feeling the challenge of what is happening round about you. But internally, happiness and joy. Come on, there's something that should be resonating within us, the goodness of God. I listened to a Christmas sermon just the other day, and for about 30 of the 35 minutes, it was all about the dangers of Christmas, the commercialism and the materialism. And I get that. But I'm sort of shouting, come on. Tell us what it is about. It's about the good news that Christ came to earth, that God shared his son with us. I'm excited because both of my boys will be home soon and we'll all be around the dinner table and boy, we're going to have lots of fun. And heaven sent its best. Christmas reminds us that God loved you and I so much that he sent his son Jesus from heaven to earth to redeem mankind. Folks, can I encourage you? Let's never lose the wonder of Christmas and let's be joyful about what God is doing. In the midst of the familiarity, we can lose the wonder. So hey, I want to read a scripture to you and just make a few observations. I'm not going to preach to you. I just want to share some thoughts that God has been challenging me with regarding the Christmas story. We're picking up from Matthew chapter 1. We're picking up from verse 21. And she, referring to Mary, will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her until she brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Emmanuel, God is with us. I don't know what your year has been like, whether it's been good, whether it's been bad, whether it's been average. I don't know how you would frame the last number of months. But one thing I can say with certainty, if you love Jesus, I want to remind you that Emmanuel, God is with us. His promise is he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. So come on, let's look at this a little bit. So if Emmanuel, if God is with us, that means that even when things seem out of control, when things seem chaotic, when we have no understanding of what's going to happen next, you know what? God is still with us. Who would have thought, you know, masks and shutdowns and lateral flows and isolation and PCR tests, you know, go back 18 months. Who would have thought that all that was possible? But now that's a new normal for so many of us, isn't it? And it just seems that everything is all over the place, so chaotic. One of the words I've been using a lot recently is everything just seems to be an inconvenience. But when you look at the early story, we see how it must have seemed for Mary and Joseph such an inconvenience. There's a census. Everyone must return to their hometown. And Mary and Joseph, by the way, she's 9 months pregnant, and they have to make their way from Nazareth to Bethlehem. But the truth of the matter is that what can seem an inconvenience to us is actually right in the plan of God. For it had already been declared and prophesied in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from old, from everlasting." Is it any wonder we sing, "O little town of Bethlehem," a place that seemed so insignificant, a place that we would probably have had to look for on the map, but God had prophesied and declared all those years ago that that is where his son was going to be born. So what does God do? God uses Caesar Augustus to declare a census to get Joseph and Mary from where they were to where they needed to be. My, it must have felt so out of control. They arrive at Bethlehem. It's busy. You all know the story. There's no room for them at the inn. They end up in a manger. Out of control? Messy? No, my friend. They're absolutely in the center of God's will. Why? Because Emmanuel, God, was with them. It reminds me of one of my favorite characters in the Old Testament from the book of Genesis. He was also called Joseph. I'm not going to preach about him right now, but when you look at his story, that the one with the fancy coat, remember, and his brothers sell him to traders, and they take him to Egypt, and when he's at Egypt, he ends up in Potiphar's house, and then Potiphar's wife accuses him of something, and he ends up in jail, and everything seems out of control. No, my friend, God was absolutely in control. Why? Because God was with him. In fact, when you read the story of Joseph continually, you see, read these words, "And the Lord was with him." And the Lord was with him. And right now, if you feel regarding the geography of your life that things are just chaotic, listen, my friend, let's go beyond that. Let's speak to your spiritual journey. And maybe God is trying to take us from A to B. He's taking us to a place of maturity. Maybe the challenges we've been facing are because God wants to equip us for further service. And God wants to lead us in his paths of righteousness. And I'm reminded that just as the Lord led Joseph and Mary, God is leading me and he's leading you. And maybe you're thinking, "No, Neil, things are just out of control in my world." Maybe God just wants to get your attention. Maybe he just wants you to come to that place of total surrender. We used to sing a lovely song, "Learning to Lean, Learning to Lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus." Maybe you're facing trials and challenges because God wants you to lean on him. Maybe he's removing other things that we have put in the way so that we can focus totally on him. Because he's Emmanuel, God is with us. He's with us when things seem out of control. But listen, he's also with us when things seem impossible. Listen to this story. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Mary said, "How can these things be?" to the angel. He declared, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the highest shall hover over you." It sounds absolutely impossible, doesn't it? Then the angel said these words, "And did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son old as she is? Everyone called her barren. And here she is 6 months pregnant. Nothing you see is impossible with God." What? Cousin Elizabeth? The one that we love dearly, but we know hasn't produced any children? Yes, the angel of the Lord said, "With man it seems impossible, but with God all things are impossible. Mary, here's what you need to do. Go and see a miracle. Go and see your cousin. Go and see the bump. Go and visualize what people say cannot be done, because through God it can." And I want to encourage you, because this Christmas story reminds me that perhaps we need to just go and see a miracle. What is your impossible? What is the situation you're facing right now that the devil says it's never going to work out? It's never going to come together. It's always going to be challenging. It's always going to be problematic. You're always going to have to deal with this. You're always going to have to carry this. It's impossible. Well, I'll tell you what I want you to do, my friend. I want you to go and see someone that is living your dream, living what you want to see happen in your life. One of the things that I have so enjoyed recently is so many of my friends within the AOG, God has just blessed them with buildings through in Seton, Barry Douglas, incredible building that God has blessed them with, that they in a community where you would think that it was impossible, that God said, yes, there is going to be a landmark hearing. God provided the funds. I drive by the old exhibition center in Aberdeen, and my dear friend Ian Duthie, God has blessed that church, King's Community. Incredible to see what God is doing. And then every time I go through to Fraserburgh, I go and see what AOG Central are doing, because you should see how God is blessing them and the new building that has been erected to the glory of God. Why do I do that? Because you would think in the natural, in these times and these seasons, it's impossible. But I go and I look at these buildings because it reminds me that what man says is impossible, God says is possible. And I want you, my friend, if you're facing a situation right now where you just feel deficit, you get a sense of negativity, you get a sense of it can't be, here's the word of the Lord to encourage you. Emmanuel, God is with us, even when things seem impossible. Hey, if you're facing a situation where your families are fragmented, why don't you read the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis and see how God brought their family together? If you're facing long-term ill health, why don't you read about the miracles that Jesus performed? The woman that had that certain issue of blood for so many years that received her miracle. If you think you'll never smile again because your heart is broken, why don't you read the story of Ruth and Naomi, who when she returns says, don't call me Naomi, which means pleasantness. She says, call me Mara, which is bitter. She says, oh, the Lord has dealt so harshly with me, but that's not the end of this story. God blessed and turned her situation around. And I prophesy to you this Christmas season, my friend, that what you think is impossible, what you're looking at right now that says impossible, with my God, all things are possible. Why don't you get around miracles? Why don't you get around situations where you see that God has broken in and broken through? Because my friend, he's no respecter of persons. If he does it for others, yes, my friend, my God will do it for you. Hey, Emmanuel, God is with us even when things seem against us. Have you felt that way over 2021? I was talking to a dear friend recently, and they just said, it just seems over this year, whatever I do is wrong. It's never enough. It's never right. And you could just sense the heaviness that was upon him. Hey, how must it have felt for Joseph? He's told that Mary, the one that he's engaged to, is pregnant. He's a just man, the Bible says. He's a quiet man. He's not a big character. I love Joseph. He doesn't seem to have any words to say. You know, in the nativity scene, he's the quiet man that just stands there. But you know what? He was invited to play a part in the greatest story on earth. Think about it. God entrusted Joseph with his son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, referring to Mary, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought on these things, what did he think about? Scandal? Suspicion? He's going to have to lay aside his reputation in the community, in the synagogue, in the business world. Everyone's going to look at him through eyes of suspicion now. But while he thought on these things, And in the midst of a nightmare, God speaks to him in a dream. Maybe you feel things are against you right now. Maybe you're looking at your world and it feels shaking. And for you, it feels like it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare of health. It's a nightmare of family situation. It's a nightmare. Well, I believe that God can speak to you in a dream. And the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph. And the Bible says that Joseph, through obedience, responded to that. Stay with Mary. Leave Israel for Egypt. Herod's dead. It's time to return. God continued to speak to Joseph. Why? Because he opened up his heart and realized that even when things seemed to be against him, Emmanuel, God, was with him. When it seemed that all was against them, they discovered that God was still in control. And my friend, let me just close with this. Emmanuel, God with us. God with us means that God is for us. The Bible says it's good news of great joy to all people, to whatever race you are. It's good news for everyone, from the high to the low, from the rich to the poor. When it seems that everything's going against you, God is with us. Listen, my friend, he's there when people are picking up stones in judgment and condemnation, just like he did when that woman was caught in adultery. He's there when we face the storms of life, and he says these words, "Peace, be still." He's there when the children are being blessed, but he's also there when your prodigals have wandered away. He's there at the death of a loved one, just like he was with Lazarus when the Bible says, and Jesus wept. He's there, my friend, when we feel broken. He's there, my friend, when your family seems upside down. In the midst of ugliness comes the God in human form. But when the fullness of time had come, the Bible says, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Listen, Christ did not come to punish us. The good news is Christ came to save us. And you and I, we have been adopted into the family of God. That's why we rejoice. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And my message is very simple. Emmanuel, God is with us. He's with you in this moment. He's with you when you were struggling. He's with you when there were tears in your eyes. He was with you when you felt that you could not go on. He's with you when you were ready to give up. He's with you when it just seemed that the world was against you. He's with you when it just seemed that all you were doing was wrong. My friend, God is with us. And can it be that over this Christmas season that we have a realization of the presence of God, that he's come to be with us when things seem out of control, when things seem impossible, when things seem against us? We've got to be reminded of this fact, that because God is with us, that God is for us. And I want you to be encouraged, my friend. And maybe you're listening to my voice and you've never responded to Jesus. You've never asked Christ to come into your heart. I would love to pray with you right now. The greatest gift was the Son of God that was given for mankind, that we would be forgiven of our sins. And I would love to pray with you. If you don't know Christ, if you don't have a relationship with you, I want you to realize something. God is who he says he is. He will be to you who he declares he will be. Yes, he will presence himself because he's God, Emmanuel, God with us. You need a relationship with Jesus. Would you pray with me right now? Dear Jesus, I recognize I'm a sinner, but I know that you're my Savior. And in this Christmas season, I ask you to come into my heart. Forgive me of sin. Make me a new creation. I want to belong to the family of God. And may I know your presence. Amen and amen. Hey, if you prayed that, why don't you put it in the chat? I said Yes, what a wonderful thing to do. What a gift this Christmas. What is the gift you've received? The Bible says, the gift of eternal life. You belong to the household of faith. Well, I trust that you have a wonderful Christmas. I trust that you are so aware that God is with you. And whatever you're navigating through, whatever challenge you're facing, may you know His peace. The Bible says there's a peace that passes all natural understanding. May you know that in your spirit. It's Neil Cameron here saying, be blessed.